Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Quick hits. Free Thanksgiving meals. Jesus House. Odessa, 1335 East 6th Street. Season of Warmth Luncheon from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today. Visit www.facebook.com/events. Curbside Bistro, 3816 Andrews Highway from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. or whenever they run out of food. Thursday. Salvation Army, 810 East 11th Street from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thursday. Donations are welcome at www.salvationarmytexas.org/ways-to-give. Breaking Bread Ministry, 410 East Florida Avenue, Midland, from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Thursday. Pecan Show. The Texas A&M AgriLife Extension has scheduled a pecan show on December 4th at the Midland County Extension Office, 2445 East Highway 80. Entry deadline is 5 p.m. December 2nd and may be dropped off at the Ector County Extension Building, 1010 East 8th Street, or Midland County Extension Office, 2445 East Highway 80, Midland. The judge will be Bob Whitney, former AgriLife Extension agent with extensive international agriculture experience. Entry guidelines include participants must be an Ector or Midland County residents. Pecans must be current year crop, 42 nuts of each variety. Only one entry per variety. Do not wash or polish pecans. And bring entries in Ziploc bags labeled with name, address, phone number, email address, and variety name. Grand prize will be $50 and reserve price will be $25 for the following categories: classic and new, commercial, and natives. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Obituaries. Jack Cody Russell, Midland. Jack Cody Russell, age 87, of Midland, Texas, passed away on November 19, 2020. Graveside services will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, November 25, 2020, at Rest Haven Memorial Park in Midland, with Reverend Bill Welch officiating. Jack was born on December 10, 1932, in Ben Franklin, Texas, to Prophet and Hazel Tate Russell. He graduated from Midland High School in 1950 and then attended Tarleton State University for 2 years before enlisting in the U.S. Army. After being honorably discharged from the U.S. Army, Jack moved back home to Midland. He met Pansy Burris, and they were married on May 2, 1958. Jack worked for many years as an auto parts salesman for Roberts Auto Parts and later 100,000 Auto Parts. In his spare time, Jack usually had a Western band that performed locally for the Lions Club Pancake Festivals, senior citizen dances, and other worthwhile causes. Jack and Pansy had one daughter, Amanda Jones of Kaufman. After Pansy's death, Jack married Betty Porter, on December 10, 2017, and they were happily married until his death. Jack was preceded in death by his parents, two sisters, and his wife of 57 years, Pansy Russell. Survivors include his wife, Betty Russell of Midland, his daughter, Amanda Jones of Kaufman, grandchildren, Cody and Lauren Jones of Kaufman, and son-in-law, Kevin Jones of Kaufman. Ella's Funeral Home of Midland is in charge of arrangements. Ricardo Villanueva, Littlefield. Ricardo Villanueva, 61, of Littlefield, passed away November 20, 2020, in Lubbock. He was born June 24, 1959, in Moorhead, Minnesota, to Luis Villanueva and Maria I. Villanueva. Ricardo married the love of his life, Marcela Pifia Villanueva, March 26, 1977, in Odessa, Texas. They made their way to Littleville, Texas in 1992 and were married for 44 wonderful years. He was baptized as one of the Jehovah Witnesses at the age of 14 and had the privilege of serving as an elder for over 25 years. Ricardo loved to cook out, spend time with his family, and being at the body shop visiting with his many friends that would stop by. He is survived by his mother, Maria L. Villanueva, his wife, Marcela Villanueva, three sons, Ricardo, Luis, and Benny, one daughter, Victor Villanueva, and three daughter-in-laws that he loved like daughters, Lisa, Margaret, and Brittany. Five grandchildren, all of Littlefield, two brothers, John Villanueva of Kyle, Texas, and Joe Villanueva of Hartford, Texas, and one sister, Rosa Hernandez of Lubbock, Texas. He was preceded in death by his father, Luis Villanueva. Memorial services will be broadcast via Zoom at 11 a.m. Saturday, November 28, 2020. Cremation arrangements are under the personal care of Hillcrest Funeral Home in Littlefield. Death notices. Maudie Robinson Campbell, Midland. Maudie Robinson Campbell, 70, of Midland, died Saturday, November 21, 2020, in Midland. Graveside service is scheduled for 10 a.m., November 27, 2020, at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Jennifer Dawson is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Gabriel Madrid Gonzalez, Odessa. Gabriel Madrid Gonzalez, 49, of Odessa, died Saturday, November 21, 2020, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 1 p.m., November 27, 2020, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Deacon Bobby Wright is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Guadalupe Olivas Hernandez, Odessa. Guadalupe Olivas Hernandez, 87, of Odessa, died Wednesday, November 18, 2020, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. Thursday, December 3, 2020, at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church. Interment follows at Peaceful Gardens section of Ector County Cemetery. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Norberta Chavez Marquez, San Antonio. Norberta Chavez Marquez, 92, of San Antonio, died Wednesday, November 11, 2020, in San Antonio. Mass will be celebrated at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, December 1, 2020, at St. Mary's Catholic Church. Burial will follow at the Rose Hill section of Ector County Cemetery. Arrangements are by Odessa Funeral Home in Odessa. Domingo N. Vinny Milano Ortiz. Odessa, Domingo N. Vinny Milano Ortiz, 54, of Odessa, Texas, died Wednesday, November 11, 2020, in Odessa, Texas. Celebration of life is scheduled for 10 a.m. Wednesday, November 25, 2020, at Martinez Funeral Home Chapel. Burial to follow at Ector County Cemetery, Odessa, 2 section. Pastor Efren Yerquidis is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Geneva Dot Weathers Yates, Lubbock. Geneva Dot Weathers Yates, 99, of Lubbock, died Sunday, November 22, 2020, in Lubbock. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Lake Ridge Chapel and Memorial Designers of Lubbock. Searching for answers. The caption reads, Brandon Sweeney's wife, Samantha Sweeney, reads a letter from Brandon's sister during a press conference about the unsolved case Tuesday afternoon at Odessa Police Department. Brandon Sweeney, 42, of Odessa, was shot and killed outside of his home on November 21, 2019, on the 1700 block of Dotsey Avenue. Headline, reading from the first page, Family Officers Ask Public for Help, by Royal McGregor. More than a year after the shooting death of a 42-year-old Odessoan, the Odessa Police Department is still searching for the gunman. OPD officers, Crime Stoppers, spokesperson Susan Rogers, and family members of Brandon Sweeney, 42, spoke with local media outlets on Tuesday afternoon at OPD to urge the public to relay information pertaining to the shooting investigation. Sweeney was shot and killed outside of his home on November 21, 2019, in the 1700 block of Dotsey Avenue, a previous Odessa American article detailed. As of Tuesday, we still don't have all of the necessary information to find this person, OPD Detective Corporal Sam Chavis said. We are asking for assistance from the public because someone out there does know. Someone out there has this information. During Tuesday's press conference, Rogers read a letter from Sweeney's mother, Kathy, while Sweeney's wife, Samantha, read a letter from Sweeney's sister, Shelby. The letter from Kathy Sweeney detailed that one day you think your family is normal, and the next day your son is dead and you have a big hole in your heart. We need justice for Brandon. Please, please help us. OPD released the surveillance footage on February 26 that can be seen on OPD's Facebook page at tinyurl.com/yx497b4a. Odessa Crime Stoppers is offering a $20,000 in rewards for information that leads to an arrest, a press release detailed. To be eligible for the additional rewards, a person has to contact Odessa Crime Stoppers at 432-333-TIPS or using the P3-TIPS app. Eligible information is reportedly information that isn't already known to investigators and leads to an arrest. Officers reportedly responded to a shots fire call and found Sweeney dead and lying outside of his residence, a previous Odessa American article stated. Investigation reportedly shows Sweeney had just returned to his residence and exited his vehicle before being shot by an unknown subject, the release stated. The suspect fled the scene before officers arrived. The letter that Samantha Sweeney read from her husband's sister detailed, "I simply ask that as you all prepare for both Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, that you give Brandon, our family, and his children the gift of justice. Someone out there knows who did this. We will never give up until justice is served. I love and miss you, Brandon." According to Sweeney's obituary, he graduated from Odessa High School in 1995 and then went to Odessa College, Hardin-Simmons University, and the University of South Carolina, Aiken. He played baseball during high school and college. The caption reads, "Odessa Police Department Detective Corporal Sam Chavez speaks about the disappointment of the case remaining unsolved during the press conference." And also seen in the background is Brandon's father, Don Sweeney, and Brandon's wife, Samantha Sweeney. Mayor implores Odessans to do their part. By Frederico Martinez. Mayor David Turner admitted Tuesday that his decision to sign an ordinance limiting businesses' occupancy to 50% may doom his efforts to win a runoff election that would allow him to remain on the city council. Turner will battle Denise Swanner from an at-large council seat on December 15th after both candidates failed to garner 50% of the vote plus one needed to win the general election. Early voting in the runoff begins Monday. Turner has served two terms as mayor, but due to term limits cannot seek a third as mayor. "If I do lose, I'm fine with it," Turner said during a Tuesday news conference, which also included health care representatives from Odessa Regional Medical Center and Medical Care Health System. "It's the right thing to do. If we can save lives, it's worth it." Turner, who has publicly struggled with the decision for several weeks, took action after being notified by the Texas Department of Health that Ector County's positivity rate has remained above 15% for the past 7 days, a rate that has local health and government officials alarmed. On Tuesday, the county's rate was at 23.95%, Turner said. "For the past month, COVID-19 positivity and death rates have been quickly increasing in Ector County," Turner and health officials said. "Current state guidelines give municipalities the authority to enact an ordinance limiting businesses' capacity. The ordinance also requires businesses to require customers wear masks and social distance while shopping. Businesses that fail to comply can be fined $250 in Ector County." Turner acknowledged frustration that not enough people are practicing COVID safety guidelines. "It couldn't be happening at a worse time," Turner said. "Many businesses are depending on Christmas holiday for their survival. The only way we can get these rates down is if the people of Odessa do what they're supposed to do. Wear your mask, social distance, wash your hands frequently. These cases we're seeing are coming from community spread holiday parties. MCH officials noted on Tuesday that they currently have 92 patients who've tested positive for COVID-19, with 27 of those people listed in critical condition and on ventilators. ORMC reported 26 current COVID patients, with 16 in ICU and 7 of those patients on ventilators. There are currently 86 MCH medical staff absent from work due to COVID or because they have been exposed to someone with the virus. ORMC officials did not give an exact number, but acknowledged having a high number of staff on quarantine. Due to the high levels of COVID, both hospitals have temporarily suspended elective surgeries. Those are the repercussions we suffer because we can't control the rates, ORMC's Dr. Rohith Saravana said. 299 days. For 299 days, the city has fought a lawsuit brought by the Odessa American to enforce the state law that guarantees the public's right to see basic police records. Through September 30th, the city has spent $62,843.51 of taxpayers' dollars to fight releasing information on crime in Odessa. COVID-19 news by the numbers. Editor's note: Hector County will not be able to update the COVID-19 dashboard this week due to limited data entry staff. Texas, 1,115,371 confirmed, with 10,240,403 tested. Total Texas deaths, 20,750. U.S. cases, 12,333,452 total confirmed and 257,016 deaths. Find out more at co.ector.tx.us or dshs.state.tx.us or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/tztrjlf. Gobble without the wobble. Tips plus lower carb rolls. By Brenda Garcia, MSRD, United Supermarkets Lifestyle Desk. On Thanksgiving, the average American consumes 4,500 calories, more than two entire days worth, and gains an average of 1 to 2 pounds. This might not seem like a ton of weight, but when you include the holidays throughout the year, that weight gain can add up. There are many easy fixes that can be done to enjoy Thanksgiving meals without all the calories included. A balanced plate contains the right portion sizes for a healthy meal. Here are some healthy tips. First, get active. Eat less and exercise more is a healthy mindset going into the Thanksgiving holiday. Get outside and go for a walk, rake leaves, and let the kids fall into the piles, or toss a football. Get moving, enjoy some fresh air, and even get some of that sunshine vitamin D. Next, slowly savor. Eating slowly allows you to enjoy the meal and only being satisfied with one plate instead of two. Enjoy the experience and the taste. After all, you have worked hard to prepare and everyone has waited for this moment. Also, lighten up. Try dishes that are a little healthier. That may be easier said than done, We all have our favorites that we prefer to keep untouched for this holiday meal. This year especially, many of us are looking forward to traditional food, something normal. That being said, below is an example of a recipe for a lower carb roll. Thanksgiving is loaded with carb-heavy foods, such as cornbread dressing, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, and pie. So by reducing the amount of carbs in one item, it can help. Make sure you eat breakfast. Instead of saving the calories for the big meal, you can help control your appetite better by eating a small meal in the morning. Lastly, police your portions. Don't waste your calories and food that you can have all year long. Fill your plate with small portions of holiday favorites that only come around once a year. For reference, here is a list of what a portion size should look like. Compare meal to commonly used items for accurate consumption of portion sizes. Vegetables, size of a rounded handful. Turkey, size of a deck of cards. Gravy, size of golf ball. Potatoes, size of half of a tennis ball. Stuffing, size of standard ice cream scoop. Cornbread, size of a personal bar of soap. Butter, size of one dice. Cranberry sauce, size of a golf ball. Pie, size of a light bulb. Lower carb dinner rolls. Ingredients: 1 cup tapioca starch, 1/4 cup coconut flour plus more as needed, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup of warm water, 1/2 cup of avocado oil, 1 large egg whisked. Instructions: 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper and set aside. 2. In a large bowl, stir starch, coconut flour, and salt together. Stir in egg. Slowly pour in water and oil, mixing until blended. 3. If the mixture is too wet, add more coconut flour as needed, 1 tablespoon at a time, waiting slightly for the flour to absorb the water. 4. Using a small cookie scoop, place balls of dough onto the baking sheet. Makes about 12 small rolls. 5. Bake for 30 to 35 minutes or until slightly browned on the bottom. Remove from baking sheet and serve warm. Makes about 12 rolls with 7 grams of carbohydrates per roll, no added sugar. MCH reports COVID-related death. OA News at OAOA.com. Midland Center Health System reported its 125th COVID-19 related death Tuesday afternoon. The patient, an 85-year-old male, died Tuesday afternoon. The patient was a resident of Ector County and was admitted to Medical Center Hospital on November 4th. The patient had pre-existing conditions. The family has been notified. Dear Abby, headlines read, daughter dishes out criticism but can't take it from mom. Dear Abby, recently I kindly and lovingly gave my daughter some feedback on how she berates her husband in front of my 8-year-old grandson. I told her I didn't want him to grow up thinking that's how we treat the people we love. To make a long short story, she said that if I wanted to estrange myself from her, I had succeeded. I remained calm and loving and told her she could use the feedback if it was helpful or ignore it if it wasn't. She has now blocked me. My daughter has had no compunction over the years about informing me about my shortcomings, but went into a rage when I spoke about her behavior. Although it breaks my heart that my daughter has cut me out of her life, my real concern is losing contact with my grandson. Fortunately, my son-in-law is still relaying messages to me. But what about when I want to visit my grandson? I have always stayed with my daughter and her family. Heartbroken in another state. Dear Heartbroken, you may have hit the nail on the head, but you must have also struck a nerve for your daughter to have reacted so strongly. Staying with her may be off the table until she cools off, but visits with your grandson may still be possible if her husband can arrange it. Not knowing your son-in-law, I can only guess that it may be just a matter of time until he tires of your daughter's verbal abuse and exits the marriage. But if they separate, it may make access to your grandchild easier for you.
Get through Thanksgiving with our favorite autumn drink recipes. Need a glass of something to make it through that one loud uncle's political opinions after Thanksgiving dinner? We've got you covered. By Doyen Oyeniyi. From the November 22nd, 2017, Texas Monthly. Somehow, we've almost managed to survive 2017, and the holidays are finally upon us. All that's standing between you and the last month of the year are a couple servings of turkey and one long night of conversations with extended family. No worries. We've got some ideas for alcoholic beverages that pair nicely with stuffing and long-winded family anecdotes. Fix yourself a glass and let the Thanksgiving feast commence. This cocktail is brought to us by bartender John Enriquez from Drink Well, and it's very appropriately called Save Room. Sure, get your feasting on, but also save some space to savor a glass of this at the end of your meal. One whole egg. 1 1/2 ounces Remy Martin VSOP Cognac, 1/2 ounce Orgeat, 1/2 ounce St. George Nola Coffee Liqueur, 1/4 ounce Ancho Reyes Chile Liqueur. Dry shake ingredients without ice. Add ice and shake vigorously to emulsify. Pour through a fine mesh strainer into a snifter. Garnish with a pinch of cinnamon and chili powder. Stalks of rye. If you're in the mood for a simpler drink for this year's festivities, go with a highball. The Stalks of Rye recipe is a collaboration between Proof Plus Pantry owner-operator Michael Martinson and bar manager Josh McEachern to add a little twist to the staple drink. 3 ounces Dr. Brown's Sel Ray soda, 2 ounces rye whiskey, dash Angostura bitters, lemon wedge for garnish. Fill a highball glass with ice and add the soda, rye, and bitters. Serve with a straw and garnish with the lemon. The Infinite Loop. Nothing says autumn like the crisp taste of apples. The Infinite Loop, an apple-based cocktail, is concocted by Chad Solomon and Christy Pope, the co-creators of the Midnight Rambler. This drink calls for some sophisticated apple flavors like Laird's Jersey Lightning 100 proof apple brandy and enhanced Macintosh apple juice. 1 1/2 ounces Laird's Jersey Lightning 100 proof apple brandy, 3/4 ounce lemon juice, 3/4 ounce Crazy Water number 4 syrup, 1/2 ounce enhanced Macintosh apple juice, 1/2 ounce Elijah Craig 12-year-old bourbon, 3 drops mineral saline, 1 egg white. Dry shake ingredients without ice to begin emulsification. Add ice and shake vigorously. Strain into a chilled coupe and garnish with a mist of chamomile hay essence. Chick Chock Old Fashioned. If you feel like winding down the evening's festivity with a tried and true cocktail, look no further than an Old Fashioned. This recipe for a Chick Chock Old Fashioned comes from Minnie's Tavern and Rye House, which is located in one of the oldest bars in San Antonio. 2 ounces Pritchard's Double Chocolate Bourbon, 1 Demerara Sugar Cube, or sugar cube of your choosing, dash of El Guapo chicory pecan bitters, splash of club soda, orange peel for garnish. Drop sugar cube into an old-fashioned glass and add bitters and a spoonful of club soda. Using a muddler or heavy spoon, liquefy the ingredients into a syrup. Add bourbon and stir to combine. Add ice and a wide strip of fresh orange peel as a garnish. Classic eggnog. Finally, what would a holiday drink list be without eggnog? This year, do yourself a favor. Instead of buying this beverage from the store, treat your family and friends using this recipe from Chef Heather Nanez of Bohannon's. This recipe will serve 14 to 16 people. 12 eggs separated, 1 1/2 cups sugar, 2 pints heavy cream, 8 pints milk, 2 pints bourbon, 2 pints aged rum, 3 ounces bitter truth pimento dram, freshly grated nutmeg for garnish. In a large mixing bowl, beat egg yolks with 1 cup sugar until thick. In another bowl, beat egg whites with the remaining 1/2 cup sugar until thick. In a third bowl, beat the cream until thick. Add the cream to the yolks, fold in the egg whites, and add the milk, bourbon, rum, and pimento dram. Chill in freezer and garnish with nutmeg before serving. Not looking for liquor this holiday season? We've still got you covered. Here are the beers and wines we're looking forward to this Thanksgiving. Beer. What says autumn better than a drink named the Pumpkinator? Brought to you by St. Arnold Brewing Company, this beer is flavored with pumpkin, molasses, caramel, and brown sugar. It comes out every year around October 15th. Get it while it lasts. For a perfect pecan pie pairing, reach past the vanilla ice cream and try the Pecan Porter, a year-round treat from 512 Brewing Company. Its malty flavor combined with a healthy dose of local pecans gives it a seasonal edge. Wine. Pinot Noir is the go-to red for Thanksgiving, but one from a Texas winery is a bit scarce. A good alternative would be the Kuhlman Cellars 2014 Barranca. The blend of Mourvèdre, Tempranillo, Malbec, and Sangiovese make for a delicious drink. If you're more into white wines, try a Viognier, of which there are several good options in Texas. Wedding Oak Winery has you covered with their 2016 Viognier, which has the characters of melon, apple, and white flavors.
Presidential Pen Pal. The caption reads, Elisa Klinke, a freshman at New Tech Odessa, poses with a framed letter she received from President Donald Trump. Beside her is her mother, Annette Klinke, a certified nurse assistant with Ector County ISD. NTO student gets letter from Trump by Ruth Campbell. Since she didn't have a chance to meet President Donald Trump when he visited West Texas in July, high school freshman Elisa Klinke decided to write him a letter, an actual letter sent through the mail. Klinke, 15, who attends George H.W. Bush, New Tech Odessa, said she thought writing to Trump would be like him meeting her. I guess I didn't know that he would write back because he's so busy. He has so much stuff to do, but the fact that he took time out of his day just to write back when he could have chosen many other letters to respond to was gratifying to her. At first, Klinke said she was kind of shocked that Trump responded. It came in a big envelope and was thin, like what they send report cards in. And I didn't know what it was, and then I opened it and I saw the letter, and I was so shocked because it could have been one of his assistants or his advisors. I told my mom, and I just kept saying it over and over again. Klinke said it took her a while for the letter to register, and the response meant a lot to her. I was so excited, she said. I was jumping up and down. She said she wrote the letter and put it in an envelope, but her sister helped her with a stamp. When I told her, she didn't believe that I got a response back. When I showed the physical thing to my mom, she thought that maybe one of his advisors or one of his assistants wrote it. It looks like he signed it himself because I've seen him sign stuff from the news, so I kind of recognize his handwriting, Klinke said. Just receiving a response, Klinke said, let her know that Trump cares about everyone in the country. Her letter to Trump basically said he was doing a good job even though he is receiving criticism, and it impressed her that he was on the clock 24/7. She added that she wishes she could have met Trump when he was here and hoped to receive a letter back. I like to see the good side of everybody, Klinke said. She added that she wanted to encourage Trump. In the future, Klinke says she wants to be a journalist or an English teacher. The letter is framed and she plans to hang it in her room. Her mom, a certified nurse assistant with Ector County ISD, said she was surprised Elisa received a letter back. She knew Elisa was writing to Trump, but didn't read what it said. I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, oh, whatever. Then when she got the letter back, I'm like, wow, she got a response, Annette Klinke said. Elisa says she has written a lot of letters over the years and usually tells people her notes lighten their day, made them smile, or just let them know they could count on Elisa if they needed something. She's taking an interest in what's going on in her world, her mom said. A lot of kids are just whatever's popular, but she took an interest in politics and what's going on. And it wasn't just politics, it was about someone's happiness. She thought he needed encouragement, so she sent the letter. The caption reads, Elisa Klinke, a freshman at New Tech Odessa, poses with a framed letter she received from President Donald Trump. Thanksgiving Fairs Pumpkin Pie Smoothie by Taylor Sutton, MSRD, United Supermarkets Lifestyle Desk. While many of us are ready for the Christmas season, let's not pass Thanksgiving altogether. Here's another great pumpkin pie recipe, but this time in the form of a smoothie. We talked about pumpkin several times. This time, let's focus more on the yogurt. We partnered with our friends at Kabani to not only bring you a great recipe with good nutrients, but also a good deal. Not only are these a great price at Market Street and United Supermarkets this month, but we also have an offer to try one Kabani Complete single serve free. Just add the digital coupon to your rewards account and try one free this month. It is no secret that protein is an important part of a balanced diet. Equally important is what type of proteins we eat and how much. Kabani Complete is not only an excellent source of high-quality protein, but also one of the best-used proteins by the body. Kabani Complete delivers real protein from real food with all of the 9 essential amino acids that cannot be produced by the human body. It is also a powerhouse of other nutrients, such as naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, carbohydrates, and healthy fats. Prebiotics are the food that probiotics need to work. This yogurt contains both prebiotic fibers and probiotics, so your body can get the best possible benefits of both worlds. While fiber-containing foods helps keep your body regular and your digestion on track, they also keep you feeling full and satisfied. Another benefit of prebiotic fiber is that it is naturally sweet and calorie-free. Those probiotics are so beneficial to our bodies. They are the focus of many studies, including how they may have a role in helping to prevent illnesses such as diabetes, dementia, depression, and others. What we do know for sure is those probiotics play a big role in helping our immune system function properly. Our small intestine secretes a digestive enzyme called lactase to digest lactose. If our digestive system produces too little lactase or none at all, we cannot properly digest lactose. In Kobani Complete, they apply natural enzymes to their Greek yogurt making process to break down and transform lactose into simple sugars, glucose, and galactose in order to provide better digestibility. Both glucose and galactose are significantly sweeter than the original lactose, which is why Kobani Complete tastes so much sweeter than regular yogurt. Kobani Complete tastes satisfyingly sweet thanks to the enzymatic process that breaks down lactose and its added good source of prebiotic fiber. On top of its sweet yogurt base, Kobani Complete contains real fruit and sweeteners such as monk fruit and stevia leaf extracts found in nature. While it is great tasting on its own, here's a recipe for combining it with that beloved pumpkin spice and pumpkin puree, of course. Pumpkin pie smoothie. Ingredients: a fourth cup Kobani Complete vanilla Greek yogurt, 3/4 cup pumpkin puree, a half each banana, a half cup ice, half cup Kobani oat plain, 2 tablespoons graham cracker crumbs, half teaspoon pumpkin pie spice. Instructions: blend all ingredients together on high for 15 seconds, divide into 2 glasses, and serve. Dear Abby, headlines read, Confession to Decades-Old Infidelity Devastates Wife. Dear Abby, 2 years ago, my husband of 50 years confessed that 46 years ago, shortly after our son was born, he had a one-night stand with a total stranger he gave a ride to. She offered sex to him, and they went to a hotel for the brief encounter. He said he had totally forgotten about it until recently. He said he was very upset when he remembered, to the point that he felt sick. He decided to tell me because he didn't want any secrets between us, and he asked me to forgive him. I forgave him, but I have been devastated ever since. He was a virgin when we married, and he has been unfaithful only that one time. Abby, I cannot get over the fact that he did this to me. Not a single day goes by without the pain and the images of him being unfaithful in a marriage that I consider to be nearly perfect until then. Take hold of me and make me very sad. I don't cry as much anymore, but the intensity of the pain hasn't subsided. I haven't talked to anyone else about this. My husband loves me and has been very supportive, but it hasn't been enough to heal this pain. Your words of wisdom will be appreciated. Wounded in Florida. Dear Wounded, so your husband chose to ease his guilty conscience about this one-time infidelity 46 years ago and lay it on you. It would have been kinder had he confessed to his spiritual advisor. Focus on the fact that what happened once, 4 years into your marriage, is less relevant than the quality of the relationship you have shared during the ensuing nearly half century. because it has been 2 years since your husband told you and you are still in emotional pain, consider enlisting the help of a licensed marriage and family therapist. Talking it out may help these feelings to dissipate, so you will no longer be haunted by the images in your head. Please do not wait to do this. Your physician is the first person to ask for a referral. Dear Abby, I have read about how narcissistic, angry, depressed people shame others and spread lies on social media. May I take a moment to remind your readers that they do not have to have social media? I stopped looking at it 2 years ago after the death of my sister. People said some horrible things, so I decided enough is enough. I'm done. Not only have I not missed it, I'm much more peaceful and less stressed. I connect with people I love through email, texting, and sometimes good old-fashioned letter writing. That works for me. Freedom Regained in California. Dear Freedom Regained, I have received an interesting number of letters from people about problems in which there is a social media element. For those who have become overwhelmed, I recommend limiting time spent online. For people who have been victimized by trolls, another solution is to simply block or delete them. I'm sharing your suggestion for anyone who might need it, and I suspect there may be quite a few. However, disconnecting from social media does take more effort because the dropouts must decide not only who they wish to communicate with, but also by what means to do it.
Vaccine is a strong tool to protect against flu. By Drs. John Hellerstedt and Diana L. Feit. 2020 has been a hard year. The COVID-19 pandemic has killed our loved ones, made many Texans sick, and upended our lives. Now we're facing another big threat, flu season. Each year in the United States, the influenza virus kills or hospitalizes thousands of people and makes millions sick. Our physicians and other healthcare professionals remain busy caring for COVID-19 patients. They don't want to start seeing lots of flu patients, too. That could stretch our healthcare system to the breaking point. Doctors want you to get the care you need, when you need it. You have the power to prevent the flu. The same actions we use to fight COVID-19 also fight the flu. Wear a mask, wash your hands, cover coughs and sneezes, stay home when you're sick, and keep at least 6 feet away from people you don't live with. Luckily, we already have a strong tool to help protect us from the flu, the influenza vaccine, or flu shot. This year, more than ever, it is important to get a flu vaccine to protect yourself, your family, and your community. A flu shot lowers your risk of getting sick, going to the hospital, and dying from flu. It's recommended for everyone over the age of 6 months. We want you to protect yourself against the flu because we've seen how devastating it can be. Thanks to the flu shot, close to 58,000 people avoided having to go to the hospital during the 2018-2019 flu season. Thanks to the flu shot, about 2 out of every 5 older adults won't have to be hospitalized because of the flu. Thanks to the flu shot, 3 out of 4 children could avoid a stay in a hospital intensive care unit. 8 in 10 adults could avoid the ICU by getting a flu shot, too. If you do get sick, the flu vaccine helps make your symptoms milder and helps you recover faster. That's especially important if you are a parent or caregiver of older family members. Seeing the people we love suffer from a disease like the flu is hard. It's even harder when you are too sick to care for them. The flu is most dangerous for people who are elderly or living with chronic health conditions like heart or lung disease and diabetes. People with underlying health conditions should get a flu shot as soon as possible so they can stay healthy. pregnancy also can increase the risk of flu complications. The flu shot is safe for pregnant women. It lowers their risk of flu illness and hospitalization by as much as 40%. Plus, when a pregnant woman gets a flu shot, her baby will be protected from the flu for several months after birth. Talk with your doctor about any questions or concerns you might have about the flu shot. Many places in Texas offer free or low-cost flu shots, whether you have health insurance or not. Texas Vaccines for Children and the Adult Safety Net Program have vaccines available for people who are uninsured or underinsured. You can also dial 211 to find out where to get a flu shot in your community or visit 211texas.org or vaccinefinder.org. Please encourage your family, friends, coworkers, and everyone you know to get a flu shot. Ways to spread the word are on texasflu.org. Together, we can create a healthier and safer Texas. Dr. John Hellerstedt is a commissioner with the Texas Department of State Health Services, and Dr. Diana L. Feit is president of the Texas Medical Association.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa Americans. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.